It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed and Seed, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to suspicious-looking lawn ornaments. Richland Hospital, keeping our community healthy. Cardinal Glass CG, fixing broken windows before the cold gets ya. Ensign Funeral Home, planning ahead so your loved ones can focus on the stories and not the paperwork. Start your week with updates you'll actually use. Plus, Chet's Chuckle, jokes so corny they should come with a warning label. That's Monday's Roundup,
making Mondays just a little less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
There you are.
Good morning, Philip.
What's up there, Hank?
Nothing much. My cold's back.
I see that.
Yes.
Cold or allergies or
something.
Whatever. A lot of people are going through that
now. Hacked me all weekend.
Wow. Not good.
Yes. No.
It's too bad.
I blame Joanne.
Okay. Takes the luster off Hank's highlights for the weekend.
Yeah, like I can't sing or nothing.
Well, that's a good thing. Maybe you can now.
Wow.
Since you've had it.
Rawhide.
Yeah, you're more of a, I don't know.
Yeah, something.
More of a baritone.
How was your week?
I don't know.
Is that an instrument?
Sure, it's an instrument, too.
How was your week?
It was good.
Good. I heard you were with the grandbabies.
Grandbabies were home. We were playing out in the yard there a couple of times. My two-year-old grandson was teaching me how to shoot basketball, on the weekend. So,
did you learn anything?
Yeah, he schooled me a little bit. He knows shoot, and go.
Yeah.
You know?
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Shoot and go, baby.
That's what everybody plays now.
Shoot and go, yeah, it is.
That's the way the Badgers play this year, shoot and go.
Yeah, so I didn't figure up our points over the weekend.
I wondered about how I was doing.
I'll figure it up later, then you can announce it, so.
Anyway. Arkansas didn't get upset by High Point.
No, but they should have.
It was close.
I tell you what.
Yeah.
Those kids can play.
Yes, they can.
They can play.
Yeah, they can.
Where have they been all season long?
Well, they 31 wins, not bad.
But you got to also, let me ask you a question. If it wasn't such a big stage, let's just say High Point's going to Wisconsin. Wisconsin would have killed them.
You mean like in a regular season game? Yes, that's probably true.
100%.
Yeah.
So.
You got to, that time of year, the NCAA tournament.
You got to be playing.
You got to crank it up a notch or two.
And they did.
It's like that with high school, too.
Oh, yes.
You can't just kind of limp into the postseason.
You got to be ready to play. Yep. You have to. You better be clicking at all cylinders.
Yep.
So, and Arkansas got the win. Now who they play? Arizona.
Oh.
So that should be a dandy, too, on Thursday night.
I think I've picked Texas twice, and
you did really nice.
They're rolling. Texas.
They're rolling. So if Arkansas and Texas both win, they'll meet in the Elite Eight.
All right.
So, but anyway, I think they split in this season. Texas is not a bad ball club. They're in a tough conference.
They've done well.
So anyway, what are we doing for the rest of the week, Philip?
The rest of the week?
Do you have ball games this week,
Philip? We'll see.
Okay.
Phil can be selective this time of year.
Yes.
If the weather allows. And I'm not getting rained down or frozen. We'll probably do a game.
I'm supposed to be at River Ridge on Thursday night.
Yeah.
And then when it's supposed to snow, it's going to be at Riverdale on Friday.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a little bit.
So it's softball season when it's 42 and the wind feels like negative 17.
Now, if I had a portable booth that I could take everywhere, but for spring
you
sports.
Have that,
for
you have that pod.
I do. I do have that. It's a little bit, I don't know. Almost embarrassing to set it up, though.
Why?
Well, a lot of times it's sitting there and the wind is blowing and it's going flap, 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 flap.
Do you just want me to bring my razor everywhere I go?
Yeah, that would be good, too.
And
the other thing is that when I had it, and you kind of anchor it down, well, in the spring of the year, the ground isn't very solid.
Right.
So a year or two ago, I got out of my pod to go check something and it nearly blew away up into the stands,
Yeah, there's no reason to put stakes in it because it's going to come right back.
It ain't going to hold.
It ain't going to hold.
Right. But yeah, maybe bring your razor. And we'll just park that behind.
So you can just drive the truck and trailer all spring long, and I'll just take the vibe. That way you have everything you need right there.
That seems like a fair trade to me.
Yeah,
just don't put any scratches on it.
No, I won't. Okay. I won't.
It's a collector piece.
Yeah, well, today is Chet's Chuckle.
Yes, it is.
Have you learned anything over the
Not
weekend?
Not really.
Nothing
I couldn't find anything. I just had to go back to my sixth grade comedy club roots.
What was the, here's your question of the day. What was the worst thing you've ever said to someone?
Oh, boy.
Do it.
That's probably it.
Yes. You've told me some, you, when you're upset with me, you've said some bad things.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't get upset.
Sometimes I just imagine a lot.
Yeah, you must.
I do.
I'm pretty easygoing.
Yep. So, okay, you might be from Arkansas, Phil, if you've written a check for less than a dollar.
What's wrong with that?
I've done that.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day, yes.
I did. You know, $2 for gas, or $1.95
for whatever. You know. Filled up, though.
Just about as bad as, you know, what's worse, I get cussed out once in a while for using the debit card, you know, for less than... You use the debit card for, well, I don't have any cash. What do I do?
And if I go get cash out, you're going to go, why'd you get $20 out?
Exactly.
You can't win.
You're kind of caught.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's a $3 convenience fee. Well, then I spent $6. Thank you.
No, it was actually a pack of gum.
It was a pack of gum. It was a 25-cent pack of gum. Right,
exactly.
You get a half a piece.
Wrigley Spearmint. Yeah.
My whole life, Philip, consists of wondering whether or not to make a sarcastic comment. Is yours the same way?
No, I don't think so.
Pretty close.
I can see that being you.
Yeah. But you're not you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was.
Well, ask June. She might differ.
Yeah, June may differ from you. Uh-huh. So anyway, what did that Simonson give us anything yet, or do you know?
You know, he checked in this weekend, and let's see if he came up with anything.
Why does Waldo only wear stripes? Because he doesn't want to be spotted.
Oh! Waldo?
Where's Waldo? Yeah. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Yes,
on that note, let's go to our sponsor of Chet's Chuckle, Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Thank you. Good people.
Thank you very much. Yes. Absolutely. Why do you never see pigs hiding in trees?
They're playing in the mud?
No, they're really good at it.
Oh, my goodness. Yes they are.
Kind of like an elephant joke, too.
What do you call a fake Irish rock or a fake Irish stone, Philip?
Fake Irish stone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A shamrock.
A shamrock.
Yes.
Should have had that last week.
I know, but I found it 2 days later.
Oh, man. You're always a day late and a dollar short.
Well, more than a dollar now.
Oh, well. There are three types of people in the world.
Really?
Those who can count, those who can't.
Yes. You know what? You're right on the money.
I am. I was on the math team.
Yeah, you were. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, Phil, I kind of got into some trouble with the better half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she turned to me and said, I was talking to you. You yawned 6 times. Am I boring you? I said, those were not yawns, sweetheart. Those were 6 unsuccessful attempts to speak.
Oh, and that is why.
That's why, yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, remember the good old days, Phil, when you referred to your knees as left and right?
Uh-huh.
Instead of good and bad.
Good and bad, yes.
That's the truth.
Many people probably can do that.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, without question.
Right.
I have two good ones now.
Yep, I was doing that with my hips.
Yes, you were.
But now it's good and new.
Good
and
new, yeah.
Good and new.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. A real man can never stand there and watch his women pay for anything, Philip.
Oh.
Us good men, we usually go to the car.
June might think that's funny.
Yeah, June.
Right.
Would that happen to you?
Well, we go to a restaurant, and the waitress puts the bill down on my side of the table, and June starts laughing.
Does she laugh? That's funny, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's pretty good. I don't care.
I pay sometimes.
When?
Well, yeah, sometimes.
Like when you get a donut or something on that. You don't eat donuts, but when you get a coffee or something with your granola bar or banana?
Maybe that's, yeah. But no, I do. But she's kind of the financier, so she kind of knows what to use, debit card or cash or whatever. So,
yeah,
I just leave it up to her.
So, yeah, well, good for you. Do you get to leave the tip or no?
I just tell her, you know, hey, let's eat here again or something.
Right.
Give her a tip. Right.
Yeah.
eBay is so useless, Hank.
Why is that?
I tried to look up lighters, and all they had was 13,000 matches.
Oh, my God.
There you go. That's all I know.
Phil, just a bit of advice from you.
Yeah, yeah.
If we're ever in a situation where I'm the voice of reason, then we are in a very, very bad situation.
Yes, I can tell you that, too.
You know?
Oh, boy.
Well, anyway, Phil, I realized over the weekend I had to use a restroom, got up and walked across the house to the pantry.
Oh, yeah?
Couldn't remember why I was in the pantry, but remembered I had to still use the restroom.
Oh.
So I walked across the house to the restroom, to the bathroom, okay? Sitting there, I remembered why I went to the pantry. Yeah, toilet paper.
Yeah. Bad shape.
It's tough.
Bad shape.
It's tough,
yeah,
buddy.
I'll tell
That's
you.
Tough. So,
all right.
Anyway, you have any more?
No, I didn't really have any to begin with.
Really?
No, not much.
Do you have any thoughts before I head into the kicker?
I've got 99 problems and 86 of them are completely made up scenarios in my head. Right?
Think about it.
Because, well, it's true. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you worry and you worry and worry.
Yes.
And there was no reason.
There's no reason to worry.
For you to worry.
Yes.
But it's hard to tell yourself 100% to not do that.
It is. Because people get nervous, Phil, because people care about what they do.
Oh, that's
You true. Know that. Yeah. You know, if you ask a ball player or a referee, hey, you get nervous? Well, yeah, I get nervous. Well, you've been doing this for years. I still want to do a good job.
Sure,
so,
absolutely.
Are you ready for the kicker? It'll be a quick one.
Get out of the way.
All right. A little silver-haired lady calls her neighbor and says, please come over here to help me. I have a killer jigsaw puzzle, and I just can't figure out how to get started. Her neighbor asks, what is it supposed to be when it's finished? The little silver-haired lady says, according to the picture on the box, it's supposed to be a rooster. Her neighbor decides to go over and help with the puzzle. She lets him in and shows him where she has the puzzle spread all over the table.
Uh-huh.
He studies the piece for a moment and looks at the box and turns to her and says, first of all, no matter what we do, we're not going to get anything to able to assemble these pieces into it resembling a rooster. He takes her hand and says, secondly, I want you to relax. Have a nice cup of tea, and then he said with a deep sigh, let's put all the cornflakes back in the box.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Have you heard that one?
Something similar, yeah. I believe. Yeah.
Good yeah, one. That's good a pretty one. Good one.
Yeah, yeah, I hadn't heard it for a while.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, my friend, I hope you have a great day. And
yeah, you too.
I'm going to go lock myself in my office.
Yeah, do that. I just wanted to salute everybody that came out yesterday to the pancake breakfast put on.
Yes.
The Ithaca Lions
yes.
and Buena Vista Lions and for the Emmett Miller family.
Mm-hmm.
But they served nearly 500
wow.
pancakes.
That's impressive.
Breakfast. Yeah. And then, of course, all the auction items. So,
my question is, how many pancakes did they have? Did everybody get three? Did they get two?
I think, you know, average of two, but
okay.
you know, three could have been more. But that's a lot of pancakes.
Yeah, 15 to 2,000 pancakes.
For a lot of good.
Yes, with for a lot of good. They do a lot of good. Thank you, Phil. Have a great day. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray.